You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. It's the place where the editors of Audiophile give you their suggestions for some pretty good listening. I'm Jo Reed. With me this week is the publisher of Audiophile, Michelle Cobb. Hi, Michelle.
Hello again, Jo.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing lots of listening and as much walking as possible these days.
Yeah, I've been walking a lot too and listening to audiobooks as I walk. What have you been listening to?
Let's kick the week off with More Myself, written and read by Alicia Keys. And it's got America Ferrera, Clive Davis, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Ooh. A whole list of crazy high-profile guests, yes.
What happened? She went through her phone book? That's amazing.
This is an earphones winner that was a true surprise for me. Even though I know Alicia Keys' music, I didn't know anything about her origin story. I don't really follow the details of her life. And I did not expect for her to be such an engaging narrator. Of course, her voice is amazing when she sings, and it's amazing when she speaks. And what I loved about it was that there is an inviting and casual way that she sounded as she read, and it was sort of like she was having a conversation with you.
Oh, I'm glad she is, because I like her so much. And everything I've heard about her has made me like her more, which is cool. It doesn't always work that way.
Yes, and I have a whole new respect for her, not just as an artist, but in her willingness to fight for her beliefs.
Yeah.
And her career really being carved out in a way that she wanted to be. She was in control.
Excellent. So how are all the guests, the cameos, how are they used?
Well, they're sort of used to fill out the story, and they make the audio experience really unique because they're each giving a little perspective on Alicia Keys, and it's great to hear the big names, you know, Jay-Z and Oprah and Alicia Keys' parents, and many of these other people that some, you know, you would recognize their voices, some you wouldn't. And it was really interesting to hear this circle from her early years, which is less famous than her circle of today, but it gives you a sense of her path, her talents, and truly that she deserves all the praise for her gifts and for her spirit.
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit? Do you need to describe this?
This is a clip from when she goes to her first photo shoot, which ultimately does not turn out the way she hoped. And it helps her to ensure that when she's uncomfortable, she needs to speak up for herself. And although it was only a photo shoot that could have been considered exploitative, and it did not get into more difficult territory, it's a really important lesson for her.
Okay, this is More Myself by Alicia Keys, read by Alicia Keys and friends.
I am 19. In a few months, my first album will drop and my life will suddenly be divided into two distinct halves. All that came before Songs in A Minor and all the miracles and challenges that followed. But I don't know that yet. As 2000 draws to a close, all I know is that I've been booked to appear on a magazine cover, one of my first. In my business, publicity just comes with a job, particularly for a new artist who's excited to break in. This is my shot, I tell myself, a chance for my music to get noticed. The stylist, my manager, the team at the record label, everyone is eager for this opportunity. The photographer greets me with a firm handshake, and I immediately feel his vibe, strong and a little bit pushy. A stylist has chosen my outfits, among them a pair of jeans, a jacket, and a white button-up shirt. As I dress, the photographer somehow convinces my team that he'll need to shoot me alone.
Her speaking voice is wonderful.
Yes, and whoever worked with her, I think, to direct the piece did a great job of really drawing out the correct emotions and guiding her. I mean, I just loved it.
Yeah. And what a pivotal moment for her, too. That was a really interesting little excerpt you had.
Absolutely. To me, this should be important reading for any young woman. You know, listen to what someone else has done in a tough situation and what they learned.
That is More Myself by Alicia Keys, read by Alicia Keys and some very famous friends. Michelle, thank you so much.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
I will talk to you then. Take care. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing. They're the publisher of the Watership Down audiobook, Richard Adams' classic tale, read by Peter Capaldi. Available wherever you get your audiobooks. I'm Josephine Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.